I go now talk, sisters, for a whole semester. And this is where your community and you particularly are very important to be clear. As religious, as members of Religious Institute, it is assumed that we are getting spiritual direction from our superiors. It is assumed. But now, watch this. One of the, call it, problems in women's religious communities, and it's a problem only because it is something which is universal in all women's communities. As you know, a superior in a community cannot, she cannot demand that the religious, though that religious is under her care and obedience, she cannot demand that the religious reveal the whole conscience. Am I clear? Now, in general, there is no problem with women religious revealing their consciences to the superiors. They may. Am I clear? They may reveal their consciences. However, they are not strictly obliged. Now, with a men's community like our own Society of Jesus, listen to this. This goes back to St. Ignatius. Before we enter the societies we call ourselves, we are examined by four Jesuit priests. Among these four is one who is called the primary examiner. And he's appointed by the provincial. The primary examiner tells the candidate, young man applying for membership in the Society of Jesus. The other three ask whatever questions they want, and they put those answers on paper. There's a list of questions. But the primary examiner tells the candidate, now, before I ask you any questions, I want to tell you, I have a right to ask you questions about your personal life, your secret life, your hidden life, your past life. I may ask you any questions I want. And you don't have to answer those questions. But if you don't answer those questions, or make some, side remark, avoiding answering the question, or say something which does not really tell the truth, what you know, then I should warn you, then your admission to the Society of Jesus would be invalid. Your first vows will be invalid. Your final vows will be invalid. You will never be a member of the Society of Jesus, even though you take your vows. And now, can I ask the questions? And some men say, no thanks. I'd rather not become a Jesuit under those conditions. Am I clear? Then we will enter the novitiate all over again. We are told by the novice master early on entering, you must make a general confession of your whole life, and I will hear your confession. Of course, I am bound by the seal of confession. But you must make a complete, clean, total, general confession from the dawn of reason. Well, then we have a choice. Thanks, Father. I think I will leave the novitiate. Then every year, once a year, and we are to disclose our conscience. And the provincial, if he wants to, of course, the Jesuit would have to ask, can I make my manifestation of conscience, as we call it, under the seal of confession? And the provincial must say yes. Now this is Saint Ignatius. He would never have sent Francis Xavier to India unless Ignatius knew Francis Xavier deep down inside. Am I clear? Now, speaking to you missionaries of charity, I know Mother Teresa. I should say now, I knew Mother Teresa very well. She had a great devotion, as you know, to Saint Ignatius, and had admired the Society of Jesus. And sisters, the missionaries of charity will be as blessed by our Lord as you are open with your superiors. However, I must add this. Saint Ignatius never wanted a women's Society of Jesus. Never. Many women want to become women Jesuits. They even appealed to the Pope. And one woman in England got permission from Rome to start a female Jesuit order. Well, I should tell you, once the Pope found out this foundress of Jesuitesses, I'm not defending what I'm going to tell you, but she was put in jail. For just a few days. One book, and sister, if you can get a copy of the book, get a copy. It is written by the brother of Karl Rahner. Remember Karl Rahner? Well, he had a brother, Hugo Rahner, also a Jesuit, but a different kind of a Jesuit. Hugo Rahner wrote a book on women in the life of Saint Ignatius. sagacious, understood women.